Dorothy Tucker is the president of the National Association of Black Journalists. She's an investigative reporter for CBS News Chicago. Dorothy Tucker, thanks for talking to AM. There are many examples of reporters and media being mistreated and arrested and shot with bullets and being harassed at protests, in particular African-American journalists. What have you heard?
Well, we are in the process of taking a survey to see just what the numbers are, but I can tell you, in addition to the CNN reporter Omar Jimenez, we know of at least three or four others across the country that, you know, we've either directly, I've directly heard from, or that I have seen their social media post. So, and I think those are just the ones that we're hearing about. We are very concerned about the number of African-American journalists in particular, you know, who are being harassed, being arrested. You know, the police are not acknowledging or accepting their press credentials. You know, it is just, it is unacceptable.
You're Chicago-based. What have you seen in your community over the past week?
A lot of pain, a lot of tears, a lot of destruction. And across the city, you know, I've never seen anything like this, not since probably 1968, and that gives you an indication of my age. I was 12 years old when Martin Luther King was murdered. There were riots in the streets of Chicago in 1968, and I grew up in the community, so I remember the destruction then. You know, I remember as a child walking through all the glass and, you know, seeing the broken windows and the looting that had taken place the day after. This is as bad in some regards and worse in others. Unlike then, when the destruction was concentrated to the west side of the city and parts of the south side, what we're seeing today is just this looting across the city, including the suburbs, areas that we would have never have thought you would have seen this sort of thing before. But there are there are two things that are going on here. You have the peaceful protesters, and then you have the opportunist. You have the agitators that are doing the damage, lighting the fires, and looting. So the two should not be mixed. You know, they're not at all. It is not a protest that is turned violent. There are people who are there protesting for the right reasons, and then there are people who are there who are just criminals and taking advantage of this.
Dorothy Tucker, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's Dorothy Tucker, the president of the National Association of Black Journalists. She was speaking to me from Chicago.